You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Someone's calling you again.
And on the phone, we should have Ross McMullen. Are you there, Ross?
I am, Plemo. Good morning.
Now, good morning to you. I hope everything's going well at your end. Now, you're a multi-award winning author. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. The truthful answer to that is yes. You've kindly invited me on to talk about my latest book because I'm coming to the Goulburn Valley next week to do some talks about it. The book is called Life So Full of Promise, Further Biographies of Australia's Lost Generation. And basically it takes a deep dive into several family stories. And because the stories involve not just the main character who went off to war, but also that character's family and friends. Mm. It along the way through enables all sorts of insights into the collective experience of Australians at the time.
Yep. Now it's a sequel to Farewell, Dear People. Is that correct?
It is. It is. So that was another book of this type. They're both multi-biographies about Australia's lost generation of World War One, they're distinctive in that way because Australian perceptions of the human cost of the war have tended to focus on the collective impact of all the losses. You know, the numbing numbers and the 60,000 dead and all the maimed, and that kind of focus is perfectly understandable, consistent with our democratic and egalitarian traditions. But these multi-biography lost generation books that I've done adopt a very different approach, highlighting reality that the losses included individuals of extraordinary potential, and that it was a matter not only of quantity but also very much a matter of quality. And the first book, Farewell Dear People, had 10 Australian examples of the lost generation. And in this new one, Life So Full of Promise, that I'm coming to the Goulburn Valley to talk about next week, there are three this time, three family stories. One was a popular doctor from Sydney. The second chap was from the Riverina, who had extraordinary cricket potential, came to Sydney to see how far his cricket talent could take him. He played one innings for New South Wales, went in when they were 3 for 17 in trouble, and he made a brilliant 207.
Wow.
Never played again. So, and the third chap is a Victorian from Bendigo, who was a brilliant barrister and, in my view, could well have been Prime Minister.
Yep. So these stories, these are people that, for example, with the cricketer, only played once. Is that because he went to war?
Yes. Yes.
Well, oh, okay.
Yep. Two reasons.
Did he come back?
No. Sorry. The concept is lost generation. The concept is spectacular talent in something or other pre-war.
Yep.
Then they're lost generation, so by definition they didn't survive. Mm-hmm. And the third factor is that they were a national level loss because they were so special, had so much potential. And the fourth factor, of course, is that I have to be able to tell the story. There has to be a way through letters or whatever other records I can find to tell the story in the book. There are two reasons why he only played once, and a big factor was that the New South Wales Cricket Association cancelled first class cricket.
Oh, okay. Is that because of the war, or?
Yeah. That in their view, cricketers should not be playing cricket. They should be in khaki, and they cancelled first class cricket, and even though their Victorian equivalents wanted matches to continue, the New South Wales administrator said no.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's pretty rough.
It was very rough. And for someone like this is Norman Callaway from the Riverina.
Yep.
He, having moved to Sydney to see how far his cricket talent could take him, and it had all gone more wonderfully than they could have expected, the whole family. He found his cricket pathway overnight cut off.
Yeah, imagine and, that.
And he was under extraordinary pressure, both explicit and implicit. You know, what are you doing playing cricket? You know, blokes over there are dying. What do you think you're doing? Sort of that sort of thing.
Yep.
And in the end, he enlisted, and he was one of the unlucky ones.
Yes, one of many. So Tuesday night, 7th of May, 6:30 p.m. at the Tatura Library. How would you describe the book? Is it drama? Is it comedy? Is it a range of different things?
It's a range of different things.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's a series of family stories that go very deeply into those families with considerable detail, and because it's not just the main character that's covered, families, friends, siblings, all sorts of other relatives, you get a great sense of what was going on collectively in the country as a whole. So the micro is certainly there, but the macro is as well.
Yeah. So there must be a little bit of interest in this if you're doing a sequel.
Yeah, I think so. I find the concept interesting. And as I said at the outset, Plemo, it is understandable that we've had this main focus on the collective, you know, the 60,000 dead and all the maimed. That makes sense, and it's entirely justifiable. But this project of mine, my Lost Generation books, sort of adopts a self-consciously different approach, which I think is also valid, and highlights that there were individuals of extraordinary talent who we've totally forgotten about.
Yeah, or just didn't even know about in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I hope that the books I've done does succeed to some extent, at least in retrieving them from obscurity,
because they deserved. Yeah, bringing those stories to light before they're lost forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that sounds fantastic, mate. So Tatura Library, Tuesday the 7th of May, 6:30 p.m. If people want to know more about it and more about you, is there any way that they can track you down? Have you got a website or anything?
Yes, I do, Plemo. That would be the best way. So the website is straightforward. It's my name, one word, rossmcmullin.com.au, and it's MCMULLIN. So rossmcmullin.com.au.
Fantastic. You're also at the Avonmore Library on the 8th of May at 2 p.m.
I am.
Yeah, I just noticed that at the very, very bottom. Well, it sounds
and
like...
There's another one on the 7th of May in your region at the New Merca Library at 2 p.m.
Ah, there is two. So you've got the Tat Library at 6:30 p.m., but earlier in the day, New Merca Library at 2 p.m., and then Avonall at 2 p.m. on the 8th of May.
That's correct.
You're doing the whole circuit, mate.
I am, yes.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for taking some time out to speak to us this morning. I hope it goes really well for you. It looks like it's a really interesting subject matter that you're covering.
Good on you. Thank you very much, Plemo. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
Yep, travel safe up to the bush, mate. And, thank you very much.
Good on you, Plemo. See you, mate.
See you later. That's Ross McMullen and his book, a sequel to Farewell, Dear People, that won awards, Life So Full of Promise. You can catch Ross McMullen at the Tatura Library at 6:30 p.m. on the 7th of May, and he'll share some stories from the recent publication that he's promoting at the moment, Life So Full of Promise, the New Merca Library on the 7th of May at 2 p.m., and the Avonall Library on the 8th of May at 2 p.m.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.